time for the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk on MSO New Sports, bringing you the latest in high school sports news from the Merrimack Valley in southern New Hampshire. The Sports Desk is produced by Kelly Media and brought to you by Moynihan Lumber and Cranny Self Storage in Danvers. And now your hosts, Dom DeCastro and Nick Kukuru.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, Dom DeCastro here. My pal Nick Kukuru has departed to be with his family in the summer. What a cliche, going away like camper or something. Whatever, Nick. Nick will join us for our upcoming guest, though. We're going to have Central Catholic softball standout captain, former, now that she's moved on, obviously, with the senior year this year, Ava Shea. Ava Shea was the only captain on that team that made a historic run all the way to the finals, losing to Taunton, who won its back-to-back state titles. Great team there, too. But Central had a season. You know, the talk of the Merrimack Valley is usually Tewksbury, Billerica, Methuen. But Central's right in the mix. And, you know, they went far this year. So Merrimack Valley had the finalists in Division One and Two, Central Catholic, and then Tewksbury in Two. Both teams lost. But another great season for the Merrimack Valley in softball. And while it's still fresh, we are talking with Ava Shea after the break. What else is going on in the Merrimack Valley? Well, it is the summer, so you're talking things like golf and stuff like that. And speaking of golf, my top moment of the week coming at the end of the show will be from the Lynx. It also was like that in the North Shore, too. So our two shows, we have the North Shore Sports Desk, and we get the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, naturally, that we're doing right here. Both went to the Lynx for my super moments for those couple of shows. So it is a classic summer show for sure here on the Sports Desk family, run by Kelly Media and operated and on the website msonewsports.com. Been a year now. I think first show was on the MSO News Sports was July 1st-ish of last year. So right at a year. Happy year to us. Look at us. We didn't miss a beat. We were on North Shore 104.9 FM. Merrimack Valley started there January 2022. And here we are. 18 months later from that. Still going with the Merrimack Valley, but just in a new home. So what else is going on? Any other news happening on the North? That's the other show. On the Merrimack Valley? Well, sure, there is. Haverhill girls basketball coach, Hilly alum Melissa Tarpey, according to the Eagle Tribune, stepped away recently after 10 years on the job. She had a great season in 2018-2019. They went 6-6, state tourney win, trip to the Division I North quarterfinals. You know, that was the breakout season there. So great stuff from Melissa Tarpey. She'll be focusing on her daughters now, Haley and Lily Phillips, and she'll be putting both of her daughters first, she says, to the Eagle Tribune. Anything else going on the Tribune covering? Let's see, a little New Hampshire action here. We got summer baseball, Pinkerton's Academies, Jackson Marshall heading into a senior year with the Astros. Been playing great with the New Hampshire prospects. Summer league team. Good stuff there. North Andover's Bobby Farnham, former NHLer. He's supporting a cause here by playing in the Check the Stigma Hockey Classic, scheduled for Saturday, July 15th at Providence College's Schneider Arena. Aims to spread awareness of mental health resources and provides resources training for high school youth coaches. So, hey, that's something absolutely check out. We know how important mental health is, and young athletes, student athletes, young coaches, any age athletes and coaches should check it out for sure. Cool. So let's take a break and get right on to our guest. We are going with Ava Shea, Central Catholic softball captain, talking about the historic season.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Professional builders choose Anderson Windows because they are the number one trusted and recommended window and door brand in the United States. Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, Don McCastro, Nick Kukuru here, team of Nick and Nick with our one and only guest today, going to be Central Catholic softball player Ava Shea. What's going on, Ava?
Nothing much.
By the way, was I presumptuous in pronouncing that name? Was I correct?
Yes, that was okay. Correct.
Never know if you throw the Ava at me, but yeah, that's no. Good. Ava's good. So, Yeah, let's talk. The season was just incredible. State final came just shy of the ultimate goal, but you know, getting there was such a historic feat for you guys. You know, was that the first time Central's made it?
Yeah, it was the first time we've ever made it to the state championship. So that was pretty cool.
Yeah. So, you know, talk about that run to the state final. Was it a matter of the team like just clicked into an extra gear than it had from the regular season? Or was it, you know, you had that gear going all season long?
I mean, honestly, my team was a head down and go to work kind of team. We block out like all the noise and we just do our thing. We work really hard. We stay humble and we have grit. So I think that's really what drove us all the way.
Absolutely. Ava, I mean, you guys got to roll through the tournament. Then, you know, that great game in the semifinals against Peabody. Take us to that one. That sounded like, you know, an instant classic.
Yeah, that game was definitely one of the most awesome experiences to be in because we were down a little bit, but looking at my team throughout that game, I knew that we had each other's backs throughout the whole game. And like, although we were down for a little bit, I could tell that we weren't nervous. We just like kept our cool and we knew that we were doing it for each other, not ourselves. And we knew that we wanted to make history for the team and for Central because we're so proud to have those Central uniforms on and represent our school. So it was so exciting once we got through that game to know that we really proved it to ourselves and not really to prove it to other people, just to our teammates and like the girls that like we're our family, you know?
Yeah, exactly. And even the game before that was pretty special for you because you got to beat up on the hometown girls, right?
Oh, yeah, that was fun.
10-0 over Methuen. And you're a Methuen native. And I think I saw some other Methuen players on the team as well, right?
Yeah, we have a couple Methuen girls. So it's always an exciting game against them.
Yeah. And the regular season, obviously, did you guys play them too in the regular season as well?
Yes, we played them twice.
Yeah, two of the Merrimack Valley's, you know, powerhouses going at it. So did you play them, you said, twice in the regular season?
Yes, we did. We played once at home and then once at their place.
Wow, three games overall. So did you go 3-0?
Yep, we beat them three times, which is usually really hard to do. So I was really proud of my team. And we knew that going into the third game. We just stayed really headstrong and we pulled out the win.
So are these girls like that you grew up with, like youth softball, travel softball, playing on the same team?
Yeah, a lot of us played on the same team with the girls. So we know them all really well. So, yeah.
Yeah, like Brooke Tarduno, I think she's the Eagle Tribune Player of the Year. So that's a special. She's a special one too, right?
Yeah, definitely. She's a really hard worker. I give her props.
Absolutely. Ava, take us, I mean, the thing that stands out to me seeing some of these scores on offense, you guys seem to be relentless at the plate. You know, take us to the lineup. How are you guys able to, you know, produce so many runs?
I mean, we're just a very gritty team. We know that, like, once we get up there, like, we have to all chip away. It's all chipping away. Like, we just need to get on base, and then the next person can we just keep running around, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Now
that sport, you just do just kind of have to grind out at bats.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like any way you can get a slap bunts, you know, hits to the gap, whatever it takes, ground, beating out a ground ball kind of thing. So, yeah, if you hit a slow roller down the third baseline, Nick, you're pretty much,
yeah,
you know, unless you're like slow like us.
Yeah.
You're probably
yeah,
exactly. Or in the hole. I mean, I feel like 99% of shortstops, if they're going deep in the hole, I'm not going to have time to get the out either.
No, because essentially you're playing on like a little league diamond, right? Like you just get those bases that are just, you know, so close and stuff. But
yeah,
you know, going back last year too, did you guys face Peabody in their run to the finals last year?
We did not face Peabody last year.
Okay. How would you describe the you know, last year versus this year? What sort of was left unfinished, if you will? Did you guys feel like you underachieved last year and that you just put these goals on the plate this year?
Yeah, I feel like last year we mostly used last year as a stepping stone for this year. Mm-hmm. And we used it as examples for like for the new girls. We got a lot of new girls this year, and we used that to show like this kind of personal, we really want to do it this year. We want to prove to ourselves that we can go all the way last year, like this year. So, yeah.
Yeah. And what's interesting, Nick, is that the season ended in the hands of the same team, right? Last year it was Taunton. This year it was Taunton in the finals. You got to give them props too, right? Because, I mean, I hear a lot of good things about that team, and obviously back-to-back state titles for them.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Ava, what's the summer looking like for you? What are you up to now after the season's over?
So I'm just kind of getting ready for college, you know? Mm. I'm off to Florida for school, so.
Nice.
Which one?
Yeah. I'm going to Stetson University.
All right. Okay. What city is that in?
It's in DeLand, Florida. It's an hour from Orlando.
Okay.
Okay.
Nick, didn't we have that North Shore kid, Andreas, play there?
Yeah, both of them. I think both the brothers played there.
Okay, yeah. Cool. Anybody you know going down there with you? Any Merrimack Valley girls that you know of?
Nope, I don't know anyone going down there.
Yeah, that's such a random school. It's not like, oh, everyone's going to Stetson, you know?
Yeah.
But what was the appeal for you academically down there?
They have good art programs, and I'm going into art, so I really like that. And, of course, the weather is a lot better than up here, but
I'm gonna say it looks like a short drive to Daytona Beach.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. Yep. Yep. Daytona and Orlando fairly close. Art, that's interesting. So what's particularly about art? You know, where do you see yourself going with that, like career wise?
Well, right now I'm going into art, but eventually I want to go into architecture and go into like residential architecture, but more the design side. So that's mostly why I'm going into art right now. But yeah.
Nice.
Absolutely.
Check it off, Dick. All these student athletes getting better jobs than us.
Yep.
Yeah. So are you chalking it up as a career for softball and stuff? Or are you going to try to play a little down there? Or
I think I'm going to feel it out, to be honest. I think as of right now, I am putting a pause on it. But you never know, honestly. Mm-hmm. I also might look into coaching or something like that because I do enjoy that a lot.
Absolutely. Yeah. Hey, do you play any other sports at Central Catholic or just a softball specialist?
As of last season, just softball.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So you had all that time to work out the fall, winter, get ready, and it all paid off. I mean, you know, what do you feel looking back was your particular contribution for the team in terms of, you know, where you were in the lineup, kind of what you did defensively?
I love being in the field. The field is where I love to be. And I love being in the outfield. I feel like in the outfield, I can communicate to everyone. So if you ever saw one of our games, you could probably hear me on the field because I am always screaming. I love to be the loudest person on and off the field, to be honest. because I just want my teammates to always know that I have their backs, and especially like being a captain this year. Like, I really just wanted the girls to know that if anything, I'm the one that's going to be there for them. Like, you know, like through anything, like I'll be there to lift you up. And that's like my best thing, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I was going to ask you about that being the, now you were the lone captain.
Yes, I was.
Yeah, that's, well, that's quite an honor. The community of Central Catholic softball was like, nope, no one deserves this except for Ava Shea. She's our she's our girl. all our chips into the Ava Shea captain basket. So
yeah, it was pretty cool.
Yeah, that must have been an honor. Well, listen, you know, nothing more to say because it's such a great season, historic. You guys have literally set the bar now. I think girls at Central know where they can get to and they have the model to get there. So congratulations on that.
Thank you.
Wish you all the best at Stetson.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right, Ava, have a good one.
You too.
All right. Bye now.
Bye.
All right. Ava Shea in the books, our one guest. After the break, just some more capping off the show with some more Merrimack Valley sports talk.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And if you're planning on remodeling your kitchen or just thinking about it, may I suggest that you visit our kitchen cabinet showroom in downtown Beverly. There you will find some 25 kitchens on display, just as they might look in your own home. And you can also talk with our kitchen cabinet sales team, who really do know what they are talking about. That's at Moynihan Lumber, 82 River Street in downtown Beverly.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk wrapping it up with one more segment. We're going to go with Dom's top moment of the week in Merrimack Valley circles. We're going to go to the links as promised, the 115th Massachusetts Amateur at Essex Country Club in Manchester, Mass. Dealt with some rain early in the week, but came back. And as of Wednesday, it looks like Bradford Country Club's Bill Drowen assured himself of a spot in match play, according to the Eagle Tribune. Two-day total, 71-71, 142 at a plus two. He won the Mass Am in 2009 at the Country Club in Brookline. Right now, he's, at the time of this recording, he was tied for 10th. So we'll see what he's doing and could move on. The Eagle Tribune doesn't seem to think that any of other locals really will get to the next level, but Bill Drowen still in the mix. Good stuff all around. Well, we thank you for tuning in to the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk. We're here every week on msonewsports.com. Kelly Media runs the ship. Stay with us for more and more Merrimack Valley coverage every single week. We'll see you.